USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press briefing on Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence says he's working on a plan to keep Americans safe.
While the risk to the average American of contracting the coronavirus remains low, it is essential that we find ways to mitigate that risk to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Those comments as D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is confirming the city's first confirmed case of the virus. The Democratic presidential primary is down to two major candidates, and it's beginning to show. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are spending their first weekend as their party's top White House contenders, increasingly taking shots at one another. Sanders campaigning in Dearborn, Michigan. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden spending his Saturday in St. Louis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is lashing out at Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas, calling them sexual predators. Omar posted a tweet saying two accused sexual predators should not be deciding whether or not women have access to health care in this country. Time magazine is now giving Woman of the Year covers for the last 100 years. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement for many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Work on a coronavirus vaccine is progressing. Health Secretary Alex Azar says scientists at the National Institute of Health have identified a possible vaccine for the respiratory illness. However, it still could take up to a year before the drug would be authorized by the FDA. Now, one of the things many people are doing to protect themselves from the coronavirus is they're taking a couple more precautions. And we're also seeing these precautions out in places where there's lots of public traffic, such as gyms. Katie Smetana is the Senior Vice President of the Valley of the Sun YMCA in Phoenix, Arizona. She tells Fox 10 in Phoenix some of the extra precautions being taken at the Y.
So we do have daily, weekly protocols of cleaning and disinfecting, and especially when you talk about the gym, you know, those common high touch points. So our locker rooms, we have cardio machines here, our weight training equipment, as well as when you walk into a group fitness studio, grabbing that stability ball or sitting on a mat for that yoga class. We also have put a protocol in place that has been in existence. We do have sanitizing wipes throughout our facility that you mentioned. So we want to empower our members that they can take that extra layer of protection to wipe down the equipment before and after use.
Most Americans will lose an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. on Sunday when clocks are set forward. The only folks not losing an hour of sleep are those in Hawaii, Arizona, and the U.S. territories. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.